It was special.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Alcaraz's hands, you know. We know that he's not just the puncher from the baseline. Of course, he has an amazing forehand, amazing backhand, but he has amazing soft hands at the net for the small shots, you know, like where you need to have finesse. Well, Carlos Alcaraz does have that.
Yeah, absolutely does.
That's what makes him so special, so unique.
15-all. Ooh, double fault.
Yeah.
Went big, second serve. That is a fourth double fault for the Spaniard.
Happy me. I agree, Gigi. I don't like cannelé either. The texture is weird,
it is.
I was excited when I first tried one, as I love cinnamon.
Same
and
here.
I made the mistake of thinking they would taste of cinnamon.
No, they don't.
Cannelle in French. But sadly, that isn't the case, and I was very disappointed.
They kind of taste burnt. Backhand, cross court, backhand.
God.
Backhand, flat backhand, down the line. But it means, Antoine, there's more for you.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not good for my summer body, you know?
Oh, we forgot about the summer body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, Stefan and I have blown that. We have a pastry on the way to work every day.
You're running at least an hour a day.
That's to get rid of the pastry.
Gigi.
It's not to work
amazing.
On a summer body. That just gets rid of the pastries I'd eat the day before.
Just to be able to have pain au raisin.
Exactly. I run so I can have a...
Thinking about a pain au raisin.
Yeah, it's just at the end of my run. Makes me run faster. 30-all, 2-1. Forehand cross court from Sinner. Sinner inside the baseline, the off back and into the corner. The squash shot from Alcaraz. Sinner lets it rest. He goes forehand heavy on the angle. Squash shot from Alcaraz nets. And it is break back point for Jannik Sinner.
And Jannik Sinner's box know that these points are important, as Darren Carey stood up and showed his face to Jannik Sinner. And the crowd kind of wants a break back from Jannik Sinner, I feel like. Heard more a bit of Jannik than Carlos on the last cheer.
They just want hours and hours.
Yeah,
of this,
they
don't
want.
They
just want
hours.
Tennis.
They just want tennis. Tennis is the winner. Second serve, Aaron 53. The forehand inside out from Sinner. Sinner is pummeling these balls now. Look at that! Rifled it past the Spaniard, and we are back on serve for 2-all. Well, this is what we expected when we started out today. We were slightly shocked at the first 16 minutes when Alcaraz was all over the shop and Sinner was just a machine. And now it's leveled out to where we expected and where we wanted it to be.
We are having the fight that we want. Both players going at it. We felt like Sinner was a bit down, but he showed on that last games that he was back here, you know. 2-all, 1-set-all. Let's fight.
Yeah. Sinner, down the tee. We're level. All square. 2-all. Inside in from Alcaraz. The stretch from Sinner. Sinner's out of position. Alcaraz should finish it off. Oh!
Yeah, he does.
He went big. He went deep, but he finishes it.
Yeah, with that spin volley on the forehand. We know that when Alcaraz sees that, you know, he made the difference in the points and the ball is floating in the air. He likes to come inside the court and hit those volleys with, you know, with a big strike up in the air. Love 15, Sinner serves wide, but he clips the net.
Turns around, take another ball from the back of the court. They're not fussy about their balls, these two. They get handed one and off they go. Alcaraz just wants him to wait. Now he's ready. Alcaraz is stepping up. He wants to take this early,
sure.
But it's an ace down the tee.
201 kilometers an hour, 15-all. Sinner serving on the presidential tribune side, on Ben Stiller's side. Maybe you can call that.
The newly named Ben Stiller side. 15-all.
Oh, just a bit wide. Went for a tee serve.
second serve goes out wide. The forehand spins in play on the angle. Tried to redirect down the line center, but misses.
Yeah. Not happy about that choice, Sinner. As he missed in the alley. On the first forehand, he doesn't like that.
Sinner clears the clay from the soles of his shoes, bounces the ball furiously with the face of his racket. Now with his left hand as he twists the racket in the right and reaches up and serves and misses. Serve bounces up in the middle of the box and Sinner lofts the backhand, but that sits up to be brought down forehand cross court from Alcaraz, who smashes the forehand cross court. Boy, and opens up a little opening now. Break points to regain the lead.
And Sinner is looking, it's cramping on his hand, the right hand.
Oh, yeah, he's splaying out the fingers.
Yeah.
Now he's looking up to his box. I don't know whether they can get some kind of drink to him, some salts in him.
Yeah. And some help.
But that is not ideal.
No. And maybe it says something about the tension that he's feeling. He's shaking his arms, both his arms before he serve.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Yeah. There is something wrong. 15-40.
Because when cramp takes hold. Cramp.
He didn't serve very hard.
Well, he's flicking that forehand, though, isn't he? The backhand cross court from Sinner. The backhand down the line from Alcaraz. Remember, Alcaraz was cramping against Djokovic last year. The drop shot from Sinner sits up mid-court, scooped down the line, and it's long from Alcaraz. And he continues to flex the hand, Sinner, and he's grabbing it, and he's stretching it. And one cramp can just seize everything up.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's not a good sign when he starts, and we are only one set all. Only 2 hours match. And they're, of course, they're playing at a very high intensity, but these guys have amazing conditions, so conditioning, so that's not it. Another break point to save.
Oh, it's the cramp in the left arm.
Yeah.
Is it? It's the left arm. There's
what is it?
Not a lot he's going to be able to do about it as he reaches up, tosses the ball, hits the net, and he...
Oh, yeah, he has a...
Left arm is in pieces at the moment. He's moving it, he's wiggling it, he's shaking it. Trying to shake off the cramp. Break point. Carlos Alcaraz. Great serve. Yeah.
But still shaking his hand, trying to stretch it. The right hand this time.
Well, if he's lucky, it'll pass. He'll get a break at the end of this game. And we'll take a closer look at how he reacts and responds in that break. Misses the serve down the tee. Not doing as much flexing or moving of the arms. Ooh, double faults.
Yeah.
And now it's the right arm that he's having a little go with.
All right, there is something going wrong a little on Sinner's side.
Yeah, he looks concerned, doesn't he? Breakpoint opportunity number three, Carlos Alcaraz. Ooh, that serve flicked off the centre of the net and flew into the crowd at a 90-degree angle.
Second serve is in danger. Yeah, we can tell.
And he needs his game done. He needs to go and sit down and needs to see if he can remedy some things.
He needs a miracle to not get broken.
serves, kicks the serve up, the backhand spins in play, inside in. Oh, there's a forehand from Sunny. Gets a short ball, should finish it off. And he does so. And he saves the third break point.
Wow. That's pretty amazing to be able to hit this quality of forehands when you are having a bit of cramps in the arm. I would have loved to have that when I was playing. Deuce now, 10 seconds before the clock is going off.
He's not flexing the arms as much.
No, he's trying to spin, he's spinning his racket as usual.
This is the serve though. Forehand spins in, cross court on the angle, just the sideline from Sinner. It goes down the line. He unloads on the forehand line.
If he manages to save this game and to sit and be able to, you know, to, I don't know, see the doctor or to stretch his arm, that would be good for this third set for Yannick Sinner.
Game point, missed first serve. Back he goes, ball from the pocket. 2 hours and 2 minutes on the clock. 4:41 in the afternoon. Sinner with a serve. Oh, it's a double fault. Just pushing that serve. The murmur around the crowd. The worried looks in the Sinner box. Sinner settles. Alcaraz bounces. And Sinner serves down the tee, the backhand spun in and long. There'll be frustration down Alcaraz's end if he doesn't get the break.
Yeah.
Sinner again uses the towel and he's bending, he's flexing the fingers on his right hand with the towel, just pushing them out, trying to stretch them. Serve down the tee, forehand through the court, the forehand whip cross court from Sinner. Sinner can step forward with his forehand and flick it, try and get the angle. Down the line goes Alcaraz, centre of the court goes Sinner. Back and up the line goes the Spaniard, who opens up his forehand and goes cross court on the angle. The forehand down the line misses. And Sinner again, it's now the right hand that he's stretching and flexing.
And he kind of walks funny as well.
Yeah, he is walking funny.
Maybe a little. Well, limping a little bit.
If cramp's taking over the body, he's got real trouble. You're right, the walk is not as it normally is. Just when he probably needs to sit down or get some treatment or take a break, he can't. It's one of the longest games we've had in the match.
And Alcaraz sees it, knows it.
But can he capitalise on it? It's Deuce, drop shot Sinner. Alcaraz comes and says thank you very much because it had so much air under it that it sat up to be put away.
I don't like the way he's looking over his box.
I'm not sure he's completely in control of what's happening to his body. And that must be the very worst thing. He's walking very gingerly now.
Yeah.
And we remember Alcaraz against Djokovic. And he said it was the occasion. He said everything that was at stake.
And even though, you know, we know that he won the Australian Open, that he's number one in the world for sure.
Well, with that comes more pressure.
Exactly. And also, of course, he has high expectations from himself and he wants to go to do big things and that adds up.
Serve kicks up the backhand cross court, backhand cross court, backhand cross court. They go. Ooh, and it's long. Alcaraz cannot believe it.
He doesn't like that because he can see that Yannick Sinner is struggling a little bit. So you don't want to give him 3 points.
Alfie Hewitt and Gordon Reid, top seeds, come from a set down to put their place in the men's wheelchair doubles final. Hour and a half, they've beaten Gustavo Fernandez and Stefan Ude. 10-8 in the first to 10 deciding tiebreak.
Errani, Paolini are up 3-1 in the third set. And an ace, 200 kilometers an hour. That's going to help Yannick Sinner. He's trying to breathe.
Well, it'll be interesting to see at the change what he does and how he does it. Because clearly, all is not well.
Yeah, he needs maybe some salt, he needs maybe some massages, you know, on his leg, his arms. He needs to stretch his forearms as well. Good hold of serve.
Very good hold.
Yeah.
He needed it. He's walking so gingerly.
And supervisor is... entering the court.
Why is the supervisor?
Oh, because the doctor is already here with Yannick Sinner, as we felt it. So, what is he getting? Okay, so there is some cream. He has a cramp in his. He's talking about the fact that his fingers also are getting tensed. Cramped a little bit. Yeah. The doctor is checking the inside of his right arm right now. And the doctor is about to massage it with some cream.
This is the assessment stage. They haven't officially called the medical timeout. I think they will shortly. Here we go. Oh no. No medical timeout.
Oh yeah, okay. That was just a...
Well, if it's cramp, we won't be able to take the medical timeout for cramp.
Yeah, that's true.
He's obviously said that's what it is. So all he can do is get a little bit of treatment at the change. Can't get extended work done on it.
Sylvia was reached to us. How do you spell the treats you're talking about? Are these the same as the Italian cannoli? No.
No.
It's not cannoli. C-A-N-N-E-L-E with... an accent on the E, I would say.
Carlos Alcaraz, can he move his man around? Can he test him? Not off that first point, because Sinner goes cross-court for the winner. 2 hours, 8 minutes, sun shining as bright as it possibly can. Not a cloud in the sky. Alcaraz out wide, backhand cross court to the inside in from Alcaraz. Back up the line goes Sinner. Sinner with a double-handed backhand cross court to the service box. Cross court goes Alcaraz. Redirects up the line from Sinner. Drop shot Alcaraz. In comes Sinner. Mishits that. Lob over the head of Sinner. Runs back. Knows he won't get it. 15 all.
I give you the right to change your prediction right now. Who would you go with?
Alcaraz.
Because of the...
So I'm not changing my prediction. I'm just changing the amount of sets he'll win in.
Yeah.
I think... I not just since we've seen the crowd hold of Sinner, but just how Alcaraz is able to settle and find his game in this semi-final. Would you like to change your prediction?
Oh, no. Still going with...
Sinner to win the tournament.
Yeah.
There we go. 15 all.
I feel like if he can go over that cramping problem.
Drop shot, Sinner gets to it. The pickup from Alcaraz wasn't high enough. The put away from Sinner. The fist pump from Antoine in the commentary box.
you don't keep the mystery.
We've got floor-to-ceiling windows, Antoine. People can see in.
That's true. They do see us.
I've seen, not you and I, but others dancing in here at some times. We've
really?
Been holding up the pineapple we've got in the box here. Now it's all happened at various times.
Yeah, good serve and volley from Alcaraz on the wide serve. Miss return from Sinner in the net at 15-13. So we are 30 all. Important point here. Sinner was not happy about that miss because he was on that backhand. He could have done better.
30 all, 2-3. We are on serve in the third set, having split the first two sets. Ooh, way off with the first serve there, Alcaraz. Serve down to Alcaraz, steps in, then retreats and hits a backhand cross court. Now he comes forward, cuts the ball over, sits up, got by Sinner, netted by Alcaraz. Break point, Sinner.
Still walking slowly. Doesn't look that good, Sinner, but he has a break point.
Well, the confusion for Alcaraz is he's not quite sure what he's dealing with in Sinner at
true.
The moment.
That's true. And when you are in that situation, it obsesses you because you want to play, you know, as usual, and you want to do as business as usual, but you have this guy in the other side of the net. You don't know what he's doing. You don't know if he's going to quit or if he's acting. Like, and I'm sure he knows that Yannick Sinner is not like this, but that's not a very easy things to deal with.
Break point, Sinner. Backhand from Alcaraz. The backhand from Sinner sits up to be brought down inside the service line, and it's long from the Italian.
But he's still walking very slowly.
Sort of getting slower, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he doesn't walk that fast anyway.
No, but
He's walking gingerly.
Yeah, like maybe he's not limping, but almost like there's something wrong also with his legs, I feel like. Maybe also some cramps. His box looks concerned. And he went for that backhand that was a big shot to make. He's going for big.
Half volley on the baseline from Alcaraz. Alcaraz stretches the backhand. It's a high ball. It won't get over. And it's another breakpoint opportunity.
I think that we are going to see Yannick Sinner that is going to go for a lot on every shot because he doesn't have the energy to stay long in the point. The crowd knows it, sees it. They chant a bit more Yannick than Carlos right now. For this second breakpoint in this game.
Here we go. Serving with the Presidential Tribune behind him, Alcaraz. Serves that wide, kicks up, comes to serve a volley. He cuts the volley stone dead on the Philippe Chatrier clay.
Perfectly executed from Alcaraz. Kick serve, not that fast. 170 kilometers in an hour, but very big bounce. Gave him time, you know, to come to the net and put that drop shot back in volley, perfectly touched.
Deuce. Sixth game, third set. Alcaraz nets. Sinner, twisting the racket, touches the peak of his baseball cap, steps backwards.
As Alcaraz tried to surprise Yannick Sinner with the slice second serve.
He's gone teeny, he's gone wide, he goes more sort of central in the box, comes back to his forehand, then he spins long. It's another opportunity now for Sinner to get the break and to go 4-2 up. Well, this is it's a intriguing stage
this
semi-final.
The atmosphere in the court, you know, nobody knows what's going on.
No.
You know, like the crowd is okay. What's going on? Alcaraz doesn't know either. Oh my God!
Service return winner off the short angle from Yannick Sinner for the point, the game, the break, and a 4-2 lead.
Wow! I didn't see that coming. as Alcaraz went for another serve and volley, you know, and with a wide kick serve that was also well played. But what a return from Sinner.
Well, we'll get a feeling as to how the Sinner body is now. If he can lift up off the serve, how is he with those hands?
But maybe that, you know, that break is going to give him the little, you know, the little bit of energy that you need to okay, I'm forcing this one, trying to be up 5-2, then I can let go one game, you know.
Serve down the tee, the backhand's in place. Sinner holds his ground on the baseline. Sinner now comes forward, the backhand cross got the angle. Backhand centre of the court and long from Alcaraz, who does a 180 degree spin and then gets back into position.
Well, there's never a good timing, you know, to miss and to give 3 points, but that's really not a good timing to do that now for Carlos Alcaraz, because there is something to do here with Yannick Sinner that is struggling a little bit physically. But 15 love.
4-2. Sinner nets off the first serve. Twist the racket in the right hand. Gets back into position. Alcaraz twisting the racket in his right hand. Sinner serve just places that serve in. The backhand is spun in court, and that's wide by Sinner.
Yeah, went a bit too hard on that last backhand. Went for too much.
Hours 17 minutes on the match clock. Yannick Sinner, 22 years of age, the new world number one from Monday. 4-2, 15-all, gets the serve in, hammers the forehand cross court, but cuts the angle. Does he go down the line? Yes, he does. The flick, the floated ball from Alcaraz, the net found by the sliding Sinner.
But that defense from Alcaraz was just great. He was able to stretch on the backhand side, slide, and put a short slice as a Sinner was coming up to the net, you know, and it just missed in the net because the ball perfectly landed between the net and Yannick Sinner's feet. And of course, I misspelled Canley. There is only one N. I am sorry. Thank you, Happy Me, for that.
You can't get away with anything with our listeners.
It's okay. I apologize.
15-30. Four, two. Rolls that serve in. The backhand's in play. Inside in. Hammer blow from Sinner.
Yeah.
Absolute hammer blow.
That was surprising because he went for a very little second serve, 139 kilometers an hour, and then he was able just to hammer that forehand down the line, inside in. Great play, 30-all. Big play at a big moment to do that.
Would you believe it? Jasmine Paolini is in the women's doubles final.
Well, that's just amazing.
Alongside Sara Rani, she will contest. The last person to do that was Coco Gauff, remember? Came out the wrong side of both, but reached both the singles and doubles final. What a 2 weeks she is having alongside her good friend Sara Rani. They won the doubles title in Rome in the lead up to this, and 6-1 in the deciding set. So congratulations to them. And the next semi-final follows that, and Coco Gauff features in the follow-up semi-final, Katerina Siniakova against Kravchuk and Dollarhide. So we'll see how that one plays out.
And another big play from Yannick Sinner. 30-all took some risk, went for that second serve wide at 30-all. That surprised Carlos Alcaraz. And now he's up 40-30. Game point to go up 5-2 in that third set.
Serves out, volleys, gets it. Wow. He's not full of energy. He's quite happy that he finished that point so he could sit down quite quickly. But he is the player who leads 5-2 in the third set after they've split the first two sets.
And 10 minutes ago, we were not able to say that, you know, that was going to be up 5-2. It was not looking good, struggling to walk, stretching his arm. Now he's getting a massage from the doctor on his legs, the right leg. Right quadriceps getting massaged. Right armstring also.
that's getting as much work done as he possibly can. Incredible though for Jasmine Paolini. She'd never been past the second round here in the singles, and she's got a weekend of finals. Just calling out on court, Dolohide and Kravchuk, the 8th seeds, and Goff and Siniakova, the 5th seeds. We'll keep you across everything. We've still got the final of the girls, the boys' doubles wheelchair final. And Tautscher and Harris took the first at 7-5. And it's 3-3 in the second, but they do have break points to go up 4-3. Blocked back, drifts long. This is Carlos Alcaraz serving to stay in the third set. Alcaraz gathers all the balls together, juggling three balls, discards one, twiddles the two, tucks one in the pocket, clears the clay from the baseline, bounces the ball with the left hand, leans forward, stops, reaches, rocks, tosses up the ball, and serves into the net. Sinner up to the baseline, put a little bit more pressure on the Spaniard. The serve goes into the body, and it worked. The pressure from the Italian worked.
But we feel like he does that because if he doesn't want to fight, you know, big points and just to put the ball in play, he wants to do something right from the second serve. Yeah, great play by Alcaraz. Great plus one forehand. Winners down the line.
Alcaraz, he has his same routine. All the balls possible. Discards one, discards two. There we go. The ball boys scurry back to their position. They know the habits of the players. They
21 will. Winners on the forehand side for Carlos Alcaraz.
There we go. That's upped itself from the first set when there were barely any. 2-5, 30-15. Sinner stepping in again to put some pressure. He's inside the baseline. Takes it early with a backhand. Goes back behind Alcaraz. Draws the error. 30-all. Sinner is 2 points from taking a 2-1 lead. With the serve out wide, thundered back, but it misses the court altogether, and it's game point for the Spaniard and the third seed.
You see Juan Carlos Ferrero talking with some other part of the staff of Carlos Alcaraz.
Alcaraz winds up and serves out wide, the backhand to his feet, and the backhand through the centre of the court, inside out from Sinner, who's leathering these balls, takes a bit of the pace off Sinner, then bunts the backhand and misses. And he's going to ask the question of the Italian, who now has the opportunity to serve for a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, we saw that last backhand, and the last backhand miss from Sinner, that he didn't want the point to last longer. It was either a winner or mistake. It's been a mistake as he went too hard, too deep.
Sort of a quite strangled cry of Ale Yannick as Yannick Sinner makes his way away from his towel. He has his box and the Presidential Tribune behind him. He's serving towards our commentary box end, which is 5 floors up, looking down onto the back of Carlos Alcaraz. 2.5 hours nearly played.
And new balls.
New balls and 4:05 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
double fault.
It was hard to push on that second serve.
Number just starting to climb. There's 8 double faults in this match for Jannik Sinner. To 4 aces. Serve out wide. Serve and volley. Cushions the volley. The sliding Alcaraz cannot reach it.
Yeah. Jannik Sinner was super focused on that foreign volley winner. It was able to do very small preparation, and he pushed through with his legs, few steps in the volley, perfectly executed, 15-all. Missed that first serve. About to serve the second. Go to the middle of the box, short return.
From Alcaraz, who spins it cross-court and he misses. He went for it. He saw the gap. He wasn't the most confident or comfortable approaches of Sinner, but he misses.
2 points away, Sinner, for a 2-1 lead.
Five, 3-30-15. Sinner thunders an ace down the tee for his 5th ace of the match.
Yeah. Jannik Sinner is making big plays in big moments right now. That's what puts him in that position. 2 set points. I'm going for a white serve.
Point.
That was it.
I mean, it was so wide. It sort of almost missed the court wide. Alcaraz standing so far back, we have to lean forward in our commentary box to see him. Serve down the tee. The backhand spins in play down the line. Through the middle of the court goes Sinner. Into the net goes Carlos Alcaraz. And that is a 2-1 lead for Jannik Sinner. He will take his rest. They will take a break. The trainer is back on to have a little chat with Jannik Sinner. So Yasmin Paolini is through to the singles and doubles finals. Now, just have a little listen to Yasmin Paolini. This was before she took to the doubles court today. But one of your finalists that we're going to bring you commentary of tomorrow with the women's singles final at 3:00. So here for you, one of the participants, as Sinner goes 2-1 up, Yasmin Paolini.
I'm, you know, really happy, really, really happy. And yeah, it's a great feeling to be in a Grand Slam final. I don't know, seems something impossible, you know, but it's true. So I'm really happy to be in this position. Yeah.
Have you ever imagined to be in a Grand Slam final when you are young, you are a child?
I don't know. That's a tough question. Of course, I was watching, you know, Grand Slam finals. I was watching the other Italians make it in finals and also won Grand Slams. But imagine that can be myself was tough. Of course, I wish it there. I wish it, but now it's something, you know, it's something crazy for me. I'm really happy, surprised. And yeah, that's the feeling right now.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Not quite for Sinner or Alcaraz, definitely so for Jasmin Paolini, who will be contesting the singles final tomorrow from 3. We'll be with you from 11:00 tomorrow with the final of the women's wheelchair singles. Zhu against De Groot. De Groot, the top seed and the dominant force in women's wheelchair tennis. Then from 3:00, we'll have Iga Swiatek against Jasmin Paolini. And then following that, we will have Arevalo and Pavic against Bellelli and Vavasori, the ninth against the 11th seed to be crowned Roland Garros champion. So three finals on Philippe Chatrier. We'll bring all those to you. The trainer has left Yannick Sinner. The ice towel is on Carlos Alcaraz. And Antoine, how are you feeling about how we stand here now? 2-1 in favour of Yannick Sinner after 2.5 hours of play.
Well, we saw the trainer massaging the legs of Yannick Sinner again in the end of the third set. I feel like Yannick Sinner managed to, you know, to win that third set, and because he made very big plays, great choices and great execution in very important moments. But is he going to be able to keep doing that in that fourth set? That's another question. He still doesn't look pretty well. Still struggling with some physical issues. We don't really know what it is. Maybe it's just cramps. It was in his arms, in his legs. So there, I'm a little bit concerned for the Italian, even though he's up 2-1.
Sort of murmur around the crowd as the serve is dumped into the net and the first point of set four goes the way of the Italian. Backhand from Sinner into the middle of the court, the forehand swung cross court. Alcaraz comes forward, but Sinner finds the net.
I'm looking about the state of Sinner after a big run like he did on that point, as we see the mark of his sliding very deep from the baseline on the right side of the court. It's okay, it looks okay. 15-all.
Serve out wide, too deep from Sinner, and Alcaraz will edge ahead. 30-15, first game, fourth set, 2.5 hours played. Zverev and Ruud waiting and prowling in the wings. Alcaraz serves, kicks up backhand on the stretch from Sinner, drop shot Alcaraz off.
Ooh, did it catch the line?
Absolute delight. Oh, yeah. No, hang on. Sinner wants Ivor Ozarenko-Moore to come and have a look at this. He's not sure.
He thinks it's good. It is good. And he apologizes. Once again, great sportsmanship from Yannick Sinner and Alcaraz. Both very nice players, both gentlemen.
Both phenomenal athletes and tennis players. Ace out wide from Alcaraz to wrap up game one of set 4-15.
And Yannick Sinner still walking a bit gingerly, as Gigi says.
They have a quick break at the respective benches. A quick wipe of the towel for Alcaraz, who trots back past his friend. And a drink for Sinner.
But Sinner doesn't run back to the...
He's very sort of laid back, isn't he, though? Yeah, he's kind of wandering around.
That's true.
He's got very long levers, arms and legs.
Levers, yeah, true. But like you said, both great athletes. Yannick Sinner serve is down 1-0 on serve.
Changed ends and Sinner serves out wide. The forehand spins forehand down the line. The sliding slice cross court from Alcaraz. Inside out goes Sinner, who scampers back, but the ball flies past him. Ball girl and ball boy nearly collide. Danger averted. A well-oiled machine, the ball boys and ball girls. Serve down the tee, forehand spins, drops over, drags Sinner in. Sinner gets there, net found by Alcaraz.
I've been focused more on, you know, on Yannick Sinner the last 30 minutes because I'm just observing how he reacts physically and how he is. But it feels like Carlos Alcaraz, you know, is just doing his business. Even though he's down 2 sets to 1, he doesn't look like too worried. Looks confident.
There's been so many ups and downs in this contest. I mean, I think a lot of people are still wondering who's going to come out on top. Backhand down the line, forehand slap cross court, and a bigger slap from Sinner.
Yeah, he just cut, you know, the trajectory of that last forehand from Alcaraz and went early to get the ball and went cross court. Just too good for Alcaraz. And 3 game points.
So a pigeon flies low into Philippe Chatrier and heads back up to the roof, and Sinner gets ready to reach up and serve. Kicks it out wide. Oh, hold to love. Haven't had one of those in a while. We've got one now. Sinner strides slowly and laconically back to his towel as Alcaraz twists the racket in his hand. And we're a game apiece, start of the fourth set. Radio Roland Garros, at @radio_RG. Stefan, Antoine and Gigi with you. Marcus and Eleanor to come with Zverev, Ruud, whenever they are coming out on court. But it will 100% be a followed by, because it was not before 5:30 and it's currently 5:15. Alcaraz serves out wide and misses. Shadow of the court from the pigeon that's flying low above, and the pickup, the backhand scooped up from Alcaraz. Alcaraz backhand cross court, double-handed backhand deep into the backhand of Alcaraz, redirected up the line from Sinner, cross court and deep on the forehand. Alcaraz, who scoops backhand cross court, clips top of the net, goes wide.
Yeah, we are having a lot of these comments from you guys that are listening to us, listening to the always exceptional commentary of Radio RG. Great match between Sinner and Alcaraz. One of those times when I wish they could both win.
Drop shot, the lob from Alcaraz. He gets back. Can Alcaraz finish it off? Yes, he can. He was toying with his man.
Yeah. As Sinner walking very slowly towards the baseline, breathing heavily. Good drop shot from Alcaraz. Then overhead. And then punish down the line with a big forehand. That's the Carlos Alcaraz area of the game. Great ace down the tee. 30-15, 206 kilometers an hour. The sixth ace for the Spanish guy.
Oh, a strangled cry of Carlos from the crowd, willing their man on, who needs to win this set or is out.
I just noticed that on that angle, I just see the top of the Tour Eiffel right here, through the window.
Can you?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, yes, he can. Look at that. The backhand, cross court, deep. The backhand down the line from Sinner. Forehand, flip cross court to the service line. Oh, the thunderous forehand. Somehow Alcaraz gets it back. Sinner's at the net. And Alcaraz cannot pass him.
Yeah. And Alcaraz still looks a little bit like in the first set when Sinner was not missing one shot. And when he was, you know, like dusting off the lines. Well, he's doing so right now on that last point. 30 all.
One all. Alcaraz first serve out wide. Forehand is netted on the slide. No expression or emotion from Sinner. He just walks across the baseline, gets back into position.
Trying to be ready for the next point. That's part also while they have so much success. They don't get frustrated easily. They miss, they lose a point, they go to the next one.
Serve and volley from Alcaraz. Cushing's over. He has such a lovely touch.
Great half volley. with a little jump, you know, to go with it, to put it just over the net. And that does the job. 2-1 for Alcaraz as he puts his ice towel around the neck.
It is one of those days when that is needed. Early break for Goff and Siniakova against Dolaheide and Kravchuk. And we have more champions. The wheelchair boys doubles champions for 2024. This the first year where we've had the junior competition in the wheelchair competition. And it's gone the way of Harris and Toucher, who've beaten Hill and Van Riet. So congratulations to Ruben Harris and Maximilian Toucher, who are the champions. And Maximilian Toucher does the double, singles and doubles, in the junior wheelchair competition. So congratulations to them. And next on court, we'll have the final of the wheelchair girls doubles. So all happening. 7-5, 6-4 their score. And that is Alcaraz having a little chat with Team Alcaraz. He's up the same end, so they can have a little chat. Keep getting in touch with us. Lovely to hear what you're doing on this Friday afternoon. Colin in Boston. I'm a huge Alcaraz fan, but I do admire Sinner. I'm really hoping his health holds, because this one is going to be epic. Could well be. Sinner serves down the tee. The spinning backhand sits up in the backhand, plays through the middle of the court. Oh dear, got that all wrong, Alcaraz.
Yeah. Not very happy with that last forehand, and we understand why. That was not a good job. Didn't hit it well. Framed it. Missed it. And 15 love, Yannick Sinner.
Meeting at Indian Wells went the distance. Alcaraz turning it around to come from a set down. He said it was a very special week because he wasn't feeling confident at all. And he had his uncle there as well, and the team around him really helped him. And he said it made it a very special win. He would beat Sinner in the semi-final and beat Daniil Medvedev in the final. The only other final they met at, if they were to... The only final they met as an Umag, the clay meeting in Croatia, which Sinner won in 2022. There's been a raft of semi-finals. The last four meetings, five if you include today, have been at the semi-final stage.
6 days for Sinner, as he's up now, fall in love.
Sinner serves down the tee. It's slapped back and it catches a slither of the line. There's still work to do for Sinner in the fourth game of this fourth set, leading by 2-1, looking for his first Roland Garros final and his second Grand Slam final, following on from his triumph in Australia at the start of the year. What a year it's been. Just two defeats so far for Yannick Sinner. The forehand is placed back and cross court. A little bit more zip on it from Sinner. He gets the error and he holds to 15 for 2-all.
Great job from Yannick Sinner, looking a bit better than 20 minutes ago, would say. 2 hours and 44 minutes of match. We have a question from Jody. Do you think that Paolini should have foregone the doubles to rest for tomorrow's final? She spent a ton of time on court, and to play Iga, you have to be fresh to have any chance. Well, that's right, you have to be fresh, but I don't think that it takes too much out of Paolini, so it's good to, you know, to keep the rhythm, the doubles.
And to stay distracted. Instead of focusing on the final tomorrow, she's out there with a good friend, she's playing doubles. Forehand cross court on the angle, the stretch from Alcaraz. Sinner should put it away, and he does. Backhand cross court off the short ball.
Mm-hmm. great player from Yannick Sinner. He saw that forehand cross court was going to do the job. He saw that short ball and then came into the box to put away that backhand. And Alcaraz starts to be a bit worried.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
As he looks over his box.
Serves out wide, backhand cross court, inside out.
Yeah. Ooh, that's out.
Goes yeah. Alcaraz, and just missing Sinner, who takes a couple of steps in to look at the mark. Wow. Yeah. That would have put the cat among the pigeons if he'd gone love 30.
What is that expression? To put the cat over the pigeons?
Cat among the pigeons. Because if you put a cat among the pigeons, sort of chaos breaks out, doesn't it?
I didn't know. I loved it.
Just cause chaos. That would sort of sent Alcaraz into a bit of a spin. As it is, it's 2-all, 15-all. Misses down the tee, adjusts the sleeve on his arm. That white sleeve that's protecting, nursing, looking after, comforting the right arm injury. Forehand cross court, there's the spin here. This is Alcaraz you're hearing every time he hits the ball. Backhand cross court. Sinner backhand cross court, looking to bring up a little opening. A lofted ball from Sinner. And then the inside out from Alcaraz. The backhand cross court too deep from the Italian.
No. Bad miss from Sinner. It was not in danger on that last backhand. But went for a bit too long. And 30-15 for Alcaraz.
Hours 47 on the match clock. Alcaraz clips the top of the net and drifts into the ball girl's hands, who doesn't really need to move from her position beside the umpire's chair. Sinner onto the baseline, inside the baseline, takes it early with the backhand, then scampers behind the baseline and slaps the forehand cross court. It's an easy volley for Alcaraz, who raises the right fist aloft towards his box as he moves to game points.
Carlos, huh? They're saying a bit more.
They want a five-setter.
Yeah. Carlos does too.
It'd be interesting as the ace is out wide and he closed out the game for 3-2. Should it get to a fifth and deciding set, which way the crowd, because they've been supporting the underdog to keep it sort of flip-flopping from one to the other, but they would have to nail their colours to a mast, to a particular flag,
yeah.
Should it get to a fifth set.
But I don't think if we get to a fifth set, it wouldn't look good for Yannick Sinner.
Do you not think? I still think it's so close between them.
Oh, it is, but I mean, Alcaraz doesn't look tired at all.
No.
We have seen some signs of fatigue in Yannick Sinner's body.
But despite that, he was able to close out
the
set.
Yeah, that's true. It's
so hard to call. This is what makes this such a wonderful rivalry. We might not currently have an epic on our hands in terms of the quality and the style of play, but we've seen flashes and we've seen the topsy-turvy of the nature of this friendship and rivalry. Still, nothing to choose between the two. Sinner has the edge in sets, but is now serving at 2-3 in the fourth. Two hours, 49 minutes on the match clock.
We have a good morning from Illinois. from Zachary. Hi, folks. Grateful for your courage while meal prepping some potatoes in my kitchen. Pleased as punch to see this matchup in tennis. Bravo for your courage. Go, Yannick. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Zach. You see, he's prepping potatoes.
Yeah.
Huh. 2-3.